What weekend it was in the WNBA. A couple of more teams clinched playoff spots. Asia Wilson showed why she's the runaway MVP. But is there somebody trying to make a case for MVP? Not named Caitlin Clark. Plus Maya Moore. Jersey is retired for the Minnesota Lynx. We're going to talk about it right now on Shooting Lights Out.
Sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Being through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shoot, lights out.
What's up, good people? How y'all doing today on this Monday, August 26, 2024, for another additional Shooting Lights Out? And if you notice the title, recapping the weekend I was in the WNBA, and let's take a look at the MVP race. Or is there an MVP race to be talked about? Because I have said on this program many times that the MVP is locked, but if there is a race, because I want to entertain some folks who they put a certain player in there. But if that is a race, I have another player in mind that comes before that certain player. So I'm going to entertain y'all for once. But first and foremost, as we get started here on Shooting Lights Out, and thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel. We are at 200 subscribers. It's a slow build, but we are building week in, week out, month in and month out, show by show. I'm very thankful for it. Thankful for y'all doing what y'all doing for me. The support is nevertheless. And my brother, Wise Hefe, is in the building. What's up, my brother? Speaking of him, you will get this episode of Shooting Lights Out. This episode that I'm recording right here, you'll get it on Real Rise Radio on Thursday, prime time, 7 p.m. So y'all get to hear my MVP talk, okay? For those who listen to the Real Rise Radio. And for those of you who want to know what platform to get this podcast, you can get on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and pretty much wherever else you listen to podcasts is at. So now let's get down to business, because the first order of business is always we got to go around the hardwood. And to begin our Around the Hardwood segment, we have the Maui Invitational returning to the island after fire. UConn tops the field. Now, the two-time reigning defending national champion UConn will highlight the Maui Invitational, which returns to the Civic Center a year after fatal wildfires took place that forced the move to Honolulu, which nobody will be playing anyway as long as you're in Hawaii. We're good. But nevertheless, the Maui Invitational tournament will take place November 25th through the 27th, Thanksgiving week, as it invites schools and scheduled on Tuesday. And this is how it will play out. The defending champion, the UConn Husky, will take on Penny Hardaway and the Memphis Tigers on opening day, followed by Colorado going against Michigan State. Tom Izzo back in the Maori Invitation. You're looking to see that. Let's see what Colorado did. They had a good year last year. You know, they made it, if I remember correct, they made it to the round of 32, Sweet 16, somewhere in there before they got knocked off. It was a good round for them. See how they do. We have Auburn and Iowa State going at each other in the Maui Invitational. Iowa State was one of the breakout teams, man. That was awesome last year. And plus, we know about Auburn and Bruce Pearl. So that's a game I'm looking forward to. And then we have Dayton, one of the top 8-10 schools in the country, going against North Carolina. So I'm looking forward to see those games, how that play out, how that invitation will play out down in Maui this year and whatnot. So looking forward to that. Thanksgiving week, my invitation. Don't miss it. Next on the docket, Bobby Hurley is returning to Cameron Indoors. Now, Bobby Hurley, he played on the Meister Scalthe from 1989 to 1993. Hurley was part of two of the Duke's national championships that's been hanging around in Cameron Indoor. He is the NCAA's all-time assist leader with 1,076 assists. He's returning to Cameron Indoor as the Arizona State Sun Devils play an exhibition game at Cameron Indoor against the Duke Blue Devils. This game will be taking place October 27th. Basically, you can say 2 months from now. And it'll be going towards this charity exhibition game, because it pretty much is for charity. We'll be going to the Duke Children's Hospital, as Duke announced back on last Wednesday, the 21st. So, very nice suggestion. Bobby Hurley returning to where it all began for college for him at Cameron Indoors in Durham, North Carolina, as a Duke Blue Devils. And he's doing it for charity. So, I can't say nothing bad about that. Nice to see you return, and let's continue to do well. Speaking of Duke, before I move on to my next one, this just happened earlier today around 9:45 a.m. Duke's Kupla Flagger signs New Balance shoe endorsement deal today. Number one prospect in ESPN's 225 NBA draft class has signed a significant shoe endorsement deal with New Balance. Flagger joins a New Balance brand tied closely to his home state, including a main manufacturing company that is 25 miles from where he grew up in Newport, Maine. Interesting. New Balance is making it. You got Kawhi Leonard. You got Jamal Murray. I sent Coco Gauff from Tennis World as the U.S. Open has started today. New Balance, they got some people. They making some moves. I got to give New Balance their props, all right? Now you adding the number one guy in this upcoming college basketball season to the roster. Got to admit, New Balance, you're doing your thing. I have to admit on that one. I am very, very surprised at how New Balance is doing their thing. So shout out to Cooper and New Balance for getting the thing done. So now, as we get there, now let's head to the pros, because I got a couple of things I want to talk about for the pros. First order of business, the NBA files motion to dismiss Warner Brothers Discovery's lawsuit. Now, those of you who don't remember, Warner Brothers is suing the NBA for media rights deal breach contract. Those of you who don't recall, the NBA signed a new deal for billions of dollars, close to $76 billion. That would include ESPN, Disney, and ABC. That would include NBC getting NBA back. And that would include Amazon Prime, not Warner Brothers. That's the problem. And Turner wanted to match Amazon instead of NBC, but the NBA still wanted to roll with Amazon Prime. They want streaming. All right. So this is what the article says here. The NBA has asked the New York Supreme Court to dismiss a lawsuit by Warner Brothers Discovery, which alleges that the league breaches contract by rejecting Warner Brothers' matching offer for a new media's right deal and instead signing with Amazon. The league filed its motion for dismissal late Friday, and it contained the NBA's pointed reply several fronts to Warner Brothers' lawsuit filed on July 26, a month ago. 2 days after the NBA signed a 11-year media rights deal worth nearly $76 billion, would it be, dollars with Disney, partner company of ESPN, NBC, and Amazon Prime Video that runs through the 2025-2026 season. Through the 2035-36 season, all right? The new media's right deal effectively ends a nearly four-decade business relationship between the NBA and Turner, which began airing NBA games in the 1984-1985 season. Now, this battle's going to keep going. We don't know how long this battle's going to take, but it's going to keep going. We are not done, okay? Because Turner is fighting, and they should fight, to be honest, because we're talking about the number one NBA show in the world when it comes to inside the NBA with Ernie Johnson, Kenny the Jet Smith, Sir Charles Barkley, and Shaquille O'Neal. Post and pregame, they got it. Hands down, no one's closer in the NBA. That's the fact. So fast, so that Mike Greenberg would now... was now on the covers of the NBA show. Then it went to Malik Andrews. And ESPN haven't found a way yet, but yet ESPN is the leading partner for the NBA because they got ESPN and ABC, plus all the ESPN Plus streaming that they have. So we're going to see how this turns out. There's no fight with NBC. NBC is back, so you would get that famous NBC, NBA basketball music that we all been waiting for. That will be coming back. Matter of fact, they did it for the Olympics. When anytime they show the women's game or the men's game for the Olympics down in Paris, they played that favorite theme music that everybody loves from NBC. So that's coming back. No questions there. It's just Amazon Prime. It's streaming versus television. Pretty much what this is. NBA feel they already got television wrapped up with ESPN, ABC, and NBC. They want streaming parts. And one of the largest streaming platforms is Amazon Prime. So that's what they're trying to get their avenues to go in. You know, you already got the WNBA getting that part of it. So the NBA trying to join that part. But like I said, we're talking about the number one basketball show in all the world inside the NBA. Can't lose that. People don't want to lose that. So this battle is going to be very interesting here, okay? Very, very interesting. Now, one more thing before we close out this opening segment of the show. Diamond drops Mavs Pelicans but agrees to air NBA NHL games in 2024-2025. Diamond Sports Group, this happened 3 days ago. Diamond Sports Group, the bankroll operation of Bally Sports Channels have reached new deal with the NBA and the NHL and has ensured that it will broadcast games for teams under its profile at least through the upcoming 2024-2025 season. A part of this agreement, which includes modification in linear and direct-to-consumer rights, Diamond has dropped the NBA's Dallas Mavericks and New Orleans Pelicans, leaving the company with 13 NBA teams and 9 NHL teams. So I'm going to jump to the part where... Which teams are those 13 NBA teams that you're running about under the profile? Is the Atlanta Hawks, the Charlotte Hornets, Cleveland Cavaliers, Detroit Pistons, Indiana Pacers, Los Angeles Clippers, Memphis Grizzlies, Miami Heat, Milwaukee Bucks, Minnesota Timberwolves, Oklahoma City Thunder, Orlando Magic, and the San Antonio Spurs. So those of you who are in areas, cities, towns, whatever the case may be, that has Bally Sports Channels, those are the teams that you'll be seeing for the upcoming 2024-2025 season, all right? And that would do it for Around the Hardwood. Now, with that being said, we're going to take our first break. And in taking our first break is what y'all here to see, what y'all here to see, hear me talk about, all right? And it's no other than this. The weekend that was in the WNBA, and do we need to have a conversation about the MVP? And if we do, who's in it? Who's not? Who's close? Who's winning it? Whatever the case may be, we'll be back.
I love you, you morons. You kids in the block, New Edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck. Matt Damon, go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how I become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan... Say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the site, man, and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there seeing LA Knight. Oh, okay. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, Monarchs of Wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. Join the Transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the Reformer of Hooker Whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the Bronze Claw.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out. Now, I thank y'all for your support. Now, if y'all have anything that y'all want to talk about, throw it in the chat. As we hear live on this Monday, we're finna get into the WNBA because the weekend was a very good weekend. Doing the things a little different this weekend for this week's episode, as I did not normally do. So let me jump right into it. All right, on Friday, we had a quadruple head on Friday. We saw the Mercury in the Atlanta Dreams. Hot streak coming out of the Olympic break, okay? 82-80. Good win for the Phoenix Mercury. They needed a win because they was doing some up and down stuff. So that's a good win for them. Kinetic Suns continue to being the second best team in the league, maybe the third best team in the league, depending on how you look at some other teams. Over the Sky, 82-80. The Mystics got the win over the Sparks, giving the Sparks an inside track to the number one pick, LaPaige Becker Sweepstakes. And then the Minnesota Lynx took down the reigning defending back-to-back WNBA champions, the Las Vegas Aces, 87-74. That was Friday. Let's move to Saturday because Saturday was very interesting. We only had two games Saturday, but Saturday was very interesting. The Kinetic Suns took the trip to Barclays Center, and they took down the New York Liberty 72-64. I think that's the first time the Kinetic Suns has beaten the Liberty in quite some time because the Liberty has been owning the Kinetic Suns, and the trade from Marie Marbury from the Chicago Sky before the All-Star break helped, you know, and they might give Kinetic Suns some confidence when it comes to the New York Liberty, which I don't like because I need my Liberty to win the title. Because my New York Liberty, they are the only WNBA team that's been here from the existence of the WNBA to never win a championship. So this team has been around since 1996, and they have not won the title. That's a long time. I could be wrong, 1992. And then you had the Minnesota Lynx hosted the Indiana Fever on Maya Moore night. I will get to that in a minute. And the Lynx beat the Indiana Fever 90-80 on Saturday night. Now, two things happened that made a couple of things happen. One thing is with the Kinetic Suns win over the New York Liberty and the Lynx win over the Indiana Fever, both of them are joining the New York Liberty in the playoffs. It is official. Saturday was official. We knew they was going to make it, but I can freshly come here, say that Saturday was official. Kinetic Suns, Minnesota Lynx in the playoffs with the New York Liberty. The other spots we still have to figure out, so to speak. And yes, Wise, we are still the number one team. I know this, but It took the Native Sons a long time to get a dub on us, and they finally got one. So that could play a pivotal role down the road. I'm just throwing that out there, being completely honest. Another thing that I'm going to spend some time with, and you know what? I'm going to make this full screen because I need y'all. I got to educate some people who haven't been following the WNBA because Caitlin Clark has now showed up. This lady right here, Maya Moore. I have said this to a number of my friends when we talk basketball, when we talk women's basketball. I might have said it on the show a couple of times, but I don't know if people really heard me. This woman right here. Everybody would say Diana Taurasi is the GOAT for the WNBA. My thing is, if this woman would have played another five more seasons, she would be the GOAT for the WNBA. That's how great Maya Moore was. She only played 7 seasons, and I would love to consider her my GOAT because she was that phenomenal. When she came to the WNBA, you couldn't stop her. Okay? You couldn't stop her in 7 years. So if I had to equate this, right? We know how everybody would say, what if Barry Sanders wouldn't have stepped away in the prime of his career? What he would have looked like? What if that Russian record would have been if Barry Sanders didn't step away from where he did? That's what I'm saying about Maya Moore. What she would have accomplished in the WNBA if she didn't step away in her prime of it. She only did 7 seasons. 7 seasons. And she was unstoppable. You don't believe me? Let me educate you, you fine people. Coming out of, this is her college resume here, okay? Coming out of UConn, all right? When she was at UConn from 2007 to 2011, all right? Two-time NCAA national champion from 2009 and 2010. She was the most valuable player in the tournament in 2010, four-time first-team All-American, two-time Naismith College Player of the Year in 2009 and 2011, two-time John R. Wooden Award winner in 2009 and 2011, two-time AP College Player of the Year. We're talking both men and women here. Men and women, 2009, 2011, three-time Big East Player of the Year, two-time Big East Tournament Most Outstanding Player in 2008, 2009, and 2011. That's her college career. This is what Minnesota was drafting number one overall in 2011. That's what they was drafting. Now, okay, that's what she did in college. What about the pros? You know, it's different from pro to college. Yeah, I got you. But guess what? She only played 7 seasons. This is what she did in her 7 seasons. Four-time WNBA champion. 2013 Finals MVP. Six-time WNBA All-Star. Three-time All-Star Game MVP. 2014 WNBA MVP. Five-time All WNBA first team, two-time All Defensive second team. And I'm talking to the Caitlin Clark fans. Said, guess what? Guess who was Caitlin Clark's favorite player growing up? Maya Moore. Which it was fitting that they had the retirement ceremony when the Indiana Fever, led by Caitlin Clark, on Saturday, was the night that they retired her jersey because they knew Caitlin Clark's favorite player because she said her number sign was Maya Moore. But most of you didn't see Maya Moore play because y'all weren't paying attention to the WNBA back then. She did all this in 7 seasons. 7. Diana Taurasi is playing her, what, 20th year, 22nd year, something like that. Imagine Maya Moore giving you 12 years. Just 5 more seasons. Just imagine if Maya Moore gave you 5 more seasons. I'm talking GOAT status for real. And I'm not even joking. You can ask Kuma Kenka. Me and Koo had this conversation. Don't get me wrong. He brought up a very good point when he brought up Sherrod Miller. It is unfortunate Sherrod Miller couldn't play when the WNBA first started because she was on special. So Koo can vouch for me when I tell you Maya Moore would have been my GOAT of the WNBA if she would have kept playing because she was that phenomenal. Everybody says Diana Taurasi, but I'll hold up Diana Taurasi's lengthy career against Maya Moore's. And you tell me, who would you take? I'm taking Maya Moore. She was cold blooded, she was about it, and you weren't gonna stop her. I don't care what you would have said. She could have told you what she was gonna do, and you still couldn't stop it. That's how lethal and great Mario Moore was in 7 seasons. She didn't even do 10. Okay. And shout out to my man, Kuma K. I'll be seeing him a little later on today for Monos of Wrestling. You know. But I want y'all to understand, and you Caitlin Clark fans, go back and watch Mario Moore play and see why that was Caitlin Clark's favorite player in basketball. Because she was different. There was no stopping Mario Moore in the Minnesota Lynx. Okay? Thanks. See. Cool says facts, and he's saying, what's up to the big homie Wise? Let's go back and look. Do your research. I know that's a word we don't want to hear, but do your research, Caitlin Clark fans. Go see why the people that the parlay that y'all love the most, why she's the way that she is, because she watched Mario Moore play and she watched Mario Moore do damage. Not to mention, she's a 2-time gold medalist, 2012 and 2016. When the women's team was on a roll and nobody, no country in the world was touching our women's basketball team. Like nobody was. Okay. And we just talking 7 seasons. 7. All right. My boy says she should be a lot of their favorite players. No doubt. No doubt. So to see Mario Moore have her jersey retired was a great thing. To see her do it, to see her have it with a person that is taking the WNBA, and let's be quite honest, Caitlin Clark has brought the attention to the WNBA. We're going to be completely honest. And her favorite player, jersey's getting retired in a game that you're playing, in the same arena that you're playing in against the Minnesota Lynx. No doubt about it. I never got a chance to talk to Wise about it. I don't know how Wise feel about it, but if Mario Moore could have gave me 5 more years, man, she would have been the GOAT. Just 5. Just 5 more years. Getting 12. She the GOAT. I'm just saying. Because she was that. You couldn't stop that. You couldn't stop that Minnesota Lynx team. That was just ridiculous. It was just nonstop with her. She was cold-blooded. She smelled blood in the one and she went for it. And she was taking you out. That's with Diana Taurasi in the lead. That is with Brittany Griner in the lead. Okay. That was with Sue Bird in the lead. That was before Adria Wilson. That was before the Las Vegas Aces became the Las Vegas Aces. That was the San Antonio Superstars, I believe, at the time. That's before they came to Las Vegas Aces. That was when Cheyenne Ogumike, who's now doing work for ESPN, she was on the LA Sparks around that time. NECA was part. She was in the league. I don't know if she was with Seattle or she was with LA at the time. Okay. And why? Why says Mario Moore was the female Kobe. And everybody know how great Kobe was. And my man Wise got a lot more knowledge in sports than I do. And he's comparing her to Kobe. I'm just telling you. That's how great Mario Moore was, all right? So, what I'm going to do here, we're going to take a break right here. And then when we come back, we're going to get back into our little recap of the weekend because I wanted to make sure that Mario Moore got the just due that she deserved because she would be my GOAT. Offer it. We'll be back.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes ripped through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime. Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying. But this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Streaming the Lights. I had to take that break to acknowledge the one and only Maya Moore, her jersey being retired on Saturday. And my man Kuma Ken agrees with me and Wise. I agree. Same dog in her too. That was that Mamba mentality. But you know what? We're going back to Saturday because we're going to continue our weekend recap with that game between the Minnesota Lynx and the Indiana Fever. As you can see here, 10-point win for the Minnesota Lynx. They clinched a playoff spot. We talked about the Maya Moore, and you see the numbers. Caden Clark, 23 points, 8 for 18 from the field, 3 for 8 from three-point range with five rebounds, 8 assists, and 1 steal. Nafisha Collier, 31 points, 5 boards, an assist, a steal, and a block. Here's the crazy thing. I have heard people talk about if they're supposed to be an MVP race, Caden Clark should be in it. Matter of fact, she should be number two in the MVP race behind Adrian Wilson. I would like a bit different, but I'm not going to do that just yet. My man Wise, oh, New episode of Papa Jan Wise and Hefe coming soon in September. We only a few days away from September, so should be interesting to see what Papa Jan Wise got cooking up. And Wise, phenomenal episode on mentality last week. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you for going off on Jason Woodlock and that other guy from Boston. I ain't gonna say his name, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to what's next with you and Cole Johnson for mentality. Also, Papa Jan Wise are healthy. Looking forward to that as well. But let me show y'all something. This is enough. He should call you, all right? Since coming back from the Olympic break when she was part of Team USA that helped bring home gold, an 8th straight gold medal, by the way, even though it was a 1-point win over France, but still, gold is gold. Since coming back, and she was injured leading up to the Olympics, okay? This is what she did. First game. Look at this. Skip. First game she came back was against the Washington. Against the Washington Mississippi. I think she had 17 and 8 in that game. Then they played again a couple of days later. 30 points. 81.3% from the field. 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Then you had the champs twice in a row. First game, 23 points, 7 boards, 4 assists. That's against Adrian Wilson, by the way. Then you had to play again a couple of days later. 27 points, 18 boards, and 5 assists. And then we just saw the stats from Saturday against the Indiana Fever and Caden Clark, 31 points, 5 boards. Now, Felicia Carr has been balling. And the Minnesota Lynx are 5-0 since the break. 5-0. They are a half a game back of the Kinetic Sun because I believe the Kinetic Sun has one less loss than the Minnesota Lynx, so they played one less game. All right. So I'm just saying, like, did y'all forget about the Commissioner's Cup winner and the MVP that was the Commissioner's Cup MVP and the Felicia Carr of the Minnesota Lynx? Did we just forget about her all of a sudden? Did we? Well, for those of you who want to talk about MVP and who should be behind Adrian Wilson, because I'm going to say this again, nobody's catching Adrian Wilson. But it does a conversation, and those of you who want to throw Caden Clark out there, let me give you Nafisha Collier, all right? And my man Kuma Kane talking to Wyatt saying that that band rent was much needed. And then he says, Arike got to be top two in his opinion. I bet a different in that one because of Nafisha Collier. As you see, this is Caden Clark's numbers. About 18 points a game, shooting 41.5 from the field, 33% from three-point range, giving you 5.7 rebounds a game, 8.3 assists a game, which is number one in the WNBA, 1.4 steals a game, and 0.8 blocks a game. And the Indiana Fever are 13-16, 7th in the WNBA. Nafisha Carter, Commissioner's Cup champion, Commissioner's Cup MVP, 21.1 points per game, that is 3rd in the WNBA. She is shooting 50.5% from the field, which is top 10. She's shooting 34.2% from 3-point, which is better than Caden Clark, and that's Caden Clark's specialty. She's giving you 10 rebounds a game. That's 4th in the WNBA. You get 3.6 assists, and we understand that. 2.1 steals a game. That's 2nd in the league. 1.2 blocks a game. That's 8th in the league. And the Minnesota Lynx are 22-8 and 3rd in the WNBA. If you want to have an MVP conversation and say that who should be behind Asia Wilson, it's Nafisha Carter. Don't give me Caden Clark. You can give me all the numbers you want. I gave you the numbers right here for the season. She's literally, Nafisha Carter is top 5 in points, rebounds, and steals. Caden Clark is only top 5 in one category, and that is assists. Nafisha Carr is top 10 in field goal percentage, and you add blocks into it. Caden Clark is not. I looked at the sites, and especially the WNBA site, because I have the app. Wanted to see who was top 10 and what categories were we looking at. And crazily, Nafisha Carter is shooting a better field goal percentage than Caitlin Clark. She's shooting a better three-point percentage than Caitlin Clark. Only thing Caitlin Clark has over Nafisha Carter is the assist. She has more assists than Caitlin Clark. She has more blocks than Caitlin Clark. She scores more points than Caitlin Clark. So if there's anybody that's number two in the MVP race, Nafisha Carter is number two. Now, maybe Caitlin Clark can be three. Maybe Kuh and whoever else can have that debate if Erica Gumorali should be three or Caitlin Clark should be three. Can have, but Nafisha Carter is number two in my MVP. Adrian Woods is number one, and I'm not changing no time. So, but if you want to add somebody in there because you want to do top three and whatnot, Nafisha Carter is number two, and we can argue about number three. I can care less. But y'all gonna put some respect on Nafisha Carter's name, okay? We talking about a team that's not being respected at all. Because when you talk about the WNBA, you bring up Caitlin Clark, you bring up Angel Reese, you bring up the Las Vegas Aces, you bring up the New York Liberty. All valid points. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, they're doing something that has not been done in WNBA. Okay, they're bringing attention to the league. I get that. New York Liberty, they're the New York Liberty. They was in the NBA Finals last year. The WNBA Finals last year with the Las Vegas Aces. We already know. But if we're going to really sit here and really talk about the WNBA for this season, y'all better not leave out Nafisha Carter and the Minnesota Lynx out of that category. Oh, and by the way, they have beaten the Minnesota Lynx have beaten the New York Liberty two out of the three times already. We have played them three times and they beat us two of them. Right now, the Minnesota Lynx is kicking our butts. Oh, and by the way, they just beat the reigning champs twice in a row. Do I need to go back and show you what happened to the Las Vegas A's against the Minnesota Lynx? That was just this last week, twice in a row. And they just beat Caitlin Clark in Indiana. So let's make sure when we talk WNBA and we talking teams to look out for, teams to respect, make sure Minnesota's in that category. Make sure when you discuss MVP race, if there is a race, in my opinion, there's not. But we are going to discuss MVP race and have a top three like every other sport does. Nafisha Carter better be in there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Let's really talk about this. Let's really have an educated conversation with this. I'm not throwing shade at Caitlin Clark, but I'm just letting y'all know. Y'all must have forgotten Nafisha Carter was doing her thing before she got injured, and she came back and picked up where she left off at. Let's talk. Y'all like giving me numbers? Here your numbers. Dispute these numbers right here. And that's her missing a month of action because of a plantar fascia foot injury before she came back for the Olympics. And she's still busting people behind. I'm really to listen. Let's have a conversation. So if y'all want to give me a top three MVP, go for it. But I know the Fisher Carter better be above Caitlin Clark. Because the numbers don't lie. That's how much I want to use. Numbers don't lie. And there you go. All right. That's what I'm going to get off on Saturday. Let's go to what happened yesterday. A couple of things took my interest yesterday. Las Vegas Aces, they got back on the winning roll with a 2-point win over Chicago Sky. And then the Dallas Wings. I know Megan Price is happy about that game yesterday. 113-110 high scoring affair. And first off, before I even do that, we're going to go to the Aces and the Sky. What a competitive game. Sky was down 13 in the fourth quarter. They made a furious comeback. Kennedy Carter hits the three to tie the game up at 75. And then Asia Wilson is Asia Wilson. I'll get to that in a minute. But as this game is over, you know, Angel Reese did get a double-double. This is her 22nd double-double of the season, which ties Tina Charles for the most double-doubles by a rookie in a single season. Tina Charles did it back in 2010. I'm pretty sure Kuh McCain should remember that, as Tina Charles is part of the Atlanta Dream right now. But that's not the only thing. She had 22 rebounds yesterday. Angel Reese. That is the third straight game of her having 20-plus rebounds, which is makes her the only, I don't care how you want to put it, she missed layups. She's the only player in the WNBA to have three straight 20 rebound games. You're not supposed to get 20 rebounds in a game, not even in the NBA. This woman has done it three times in her rookie season. She did it three in a row. Now, unfortunately, you know, I got to bring in the numbers. Against the Phoenix Mercury, 19 points, 20 rebounds. Against the Connecticut Sun, 13 points, 20 rebounds, two blocks. And then yesterday against the Las Vegas Aces, 11 points, 22 rebounds, and two blocks. Unfortunately, however, Chicago lost all three games. It lost to Connecticut by two. It lost to the Champs by two. You pretty much got your ass whooped by Phoenix. Okay, that game was in Phoenix. You got your ass whooped. I ain't gonna hold you, but you got your ass whooped. You lost two at Connecticut. You lost by two to the Aces. So you lost two to the second best team in the land. AJ Wilson gave you 13 points, 20 rebounds. Should it be better from the field shooting? I agree. Can't go 3 for 12, but hey, things happen. 11 for 22 against the champs. Can't go 4 for 16. I get that, but you lost by two. And yep, they lost all three games. I got it for me right here. They, like I said, they got their ass whooped by the Phoenix Mercury. You lost by two to the Connecticut Sun, two by the Aces. It just what it was like. But back to that Aces game, after Kenny Carter hit the three to tie the game at 75, Kelsey Plum set a screen, and there was nobody outside of Lindsey Allen that can stop AJ Wilson from scoring a game-winning layup at the buzzer. And that's how the Aces take down the Chicago Sky at the buzzer by AJ freaking Wilson. And y'all want to talk MVP? Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. There's no question who is the MVP. This woman is scoring almost 27 points a game, which is number one in the league. She is shooting at a 52% clip. She's giving you 38% from three-point range. She's giving you 11.7 rebounds a game, which is second behind Angel Reese. You also get 2 to 3 assists from her. She got 2 steals a game, which is third in the WNBA, and 2.6 blocks per game, which is number one in the league. She is top three in points, rebounds, steals, and blocks. There is no race. Asia, mother and father Wilson, it is the MVP of the WNBA, and there's no questions about it. Now, I entertained it because y'all wanted to say Caitlin Clark should be right behind AJ Wilson for the MVP race. That was a top three. It's called AJ Wilson, Caitlin Clark. I said, oh, no. Wait a minute. Did y'all forget about Nafisha Collier? Wait a minute. AJ Wilson, head and shoulders above everybody. If you want to put somebody second, it's Nafisha Collier. And then three, you want to throw Caitlin Clark in there? You can throw Caitlin Clark in there. According to my boy Kuma Kane, he's throwing Arike in now. So cool. You wanna go Arike three? Because I don't think Arike should be above Nafisha Collier, in my opinion. I'm just sorry. Because what Nafisha Collier is doing for the Minnesota Lynx, you cannot deny that. Okay. And plus they are a top three seed in the WNBA. Arike, great. Great. Dallas is not winning. Except for yesterday. This brings me to the last point of my weekend recap. 113 to 110 win by the Dallas Wings. And what you see here, that circle, that is the actual score in the fourth quarter. The Dallas Wings dropped 40 in the fourth quarter yesterday. 40. They scored 40 in the fourth quarter. And now some of you might be asking yourself, how did they drop 40 in the fourth quarter only won by three? Well, I have the answer for you. Because going into the fourth quarter, the Los Angeles Sparks were up 92-73 entering the fourth quarter, which is a 19-point lead. 19-point lead going into the fourth quarter. They got outscored 40-18. which is why they lost by 3. They got outscored by 22 points. Arike gave you 33. Natasha Howard gave you 31. You had 3 Sparks score in the 20s. And the Sparks, I should have put it on here, but I didn't. But I'm pretty sure. Let me bring it up. Let me bring up the stats, because everything, when I looked at these stats, all these stats said LA's winning until they didn't. Like, I'm finna give them to you. All right, let's go to the box score. Okay, so Arike Gumarada gave you 33 points, 7 assists. Natasha Howard gave you 30 points, 7 rebounds. Okay, Satu Sabli gave you 19. Tristan McClown gave you 17. That's pretty much the scoring for the Dallas Wings. It's pretty much their starters. Okay, you got 12 on the bench. Here's what the LA Sparks. This is what the LA Sparks have. You got 21 and 5 from Derica Hamby, 21 points and 5 assists. Rakita Jackson gave you 25 points. She was on one. Rakita Jackson was on one yesterday. All right. And then Odyssey Sims off the bench for the Sparks gave you 26 points and 10 assists. Yes, I just gave you 3 players from the LA Sparks that dropped 20 plus points. That was when you had 2 players that dropped 30. None of the other players dropped 20. 3 players from the Sparks dropped 20 points. All right. It gets even worse. The LA Sparks shot 60% from the field. 60% from the field. They shot 50% from 3-point range. That's the LA Sparks. You shot 60% on the road and 50% from 3 on the road. Dallas Wings at home. 52.6 from the field. 36.4 from the field. And they found a way to win that game. And LA Sparks had 29 assists on 39 made buckets. The largest lead that the LA Sparks had was 22. They had a 22-point lead at one point, and they had a 19-point lead entering the fourth quarter. And it went away. And it went away. Like, don't believe it. And yes, my brother, the Bear Man of Texas, Alex Agassi, is in the building. Yay, Dallas Wings. Yes, that's. I did not expect a 40-point fourth quarter from the Dallas Wings yesterday. I will admit that. Cool. Speaking of Dallas, he says, Arike is number one in steals at 2.5, third in points at 22.37, and assists at 5.3. Rebounds is 4.8 as a guard. Blocks is nothing to sneeze at. I'm with you. I say if you want to put a 3, you can put a 3. I ain't putting no above Arike. Arike has had to carry a trash team all season and multiple All-Star Game MVP. For this season, I am not putting Arike above LaFisha Collier. I say if you want to put a 3 in the MVP conversation, you can do that. But she ain't going above LaFisha Collier, not with what LaFisha Collier is doing for the Minnesota Lynx. I'm just not doing it. She can be third. You can have a conversation between her and Caitlin Clark, because you know Caitlin Clark friends are gonna fight tooth and nail for their queen. Shout out to Ryan McCarthy for that one. Now they full strength now, but is it too late though? Is it too late? Because your dream was on a roll until they took an L to Phoenix. But I mean, 4-1 coming out the gate, nothing to sneeze at. The dream is trying to catch Chicago. They're trying to catch Chicago. So is it too late for the Dallas Wings to even make a run? It's the question. But yes, this is what happened to the Los Angeles Sparks at Dallas yesterday. A 19 blown fourth quarter lead to a nail. Now they put them in the driver's seat for Paige Beckers in that race. And speaking of which, let's go to the standings. As you can see here, your top 3 teams, they are in. the New York Liberty, the Connecticut Suns, and the Minnesota Lynx are in, as I said earlier. Connecticut was a half game ahead because they had one less loss than them, which is correct, 22-7 and 22-8. The teams that will be in my opinion, are the next group in the box. Seattle, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and yes, Indiana and Caitlin Clark will find a way to be in. Now, if they have a precipitous fall, which would be very interesting, but I do believe Caitlin Clark and Indiana will find a way to get in. And then the three teams at the bottom, the Washington Mystics, the Dallas Wings, and the Los Angeles Sparks, they are looking towards the draft. If you don't have 10 wins at this moment in time, I don't see you getting in because we only have 12 to 13 games left. I don't think that's enough time for them three to make a move to get into the playoffs whatsoever. Okay. And then the two teams that you see not in the box, which is the Chicago Sky and the Atlanta Dream, them two are fighting for that final spot, in my opinion. Right now, the Dream is just a half game behind the Chicago Sky. And I know my man Kuma Cain is holding on to the fact that they can catch the Chicago Sky and make the playoffs. All right. So, will it be the Dream? Will it be the Sky that gets that final spot? Alex says, that was when you actually playing Arlington. Don't everybody in Dallas play freaking Arlington just about, except for the Rangers, who are the defending World Series champions, by the way. It says, when you have the MVP runner-up, you can do it. He says, Caitlin Clark, is it in the top three? Hey, I'm just saying, I'm just focused on AJ Wilson and Fisher Collier. But I know Caitlin Clark friend, they're going to find a way to throw her in there. And I'm like, so if you want to throw Arike Ogunmorale in there, well, I'll have at it. And we'll see who comes out on top. But Caitlin Clark friend, they are not getting second in the MVP. I'm telling you that right now. Not over the Fisher Collier. And it's not happening. It's just not. Now, we're going to get out of here with some games for y'all to look forward to real quickly. All right. Today, we got a triple header. We got the Fever and the Dream going at it. So cool. If your girls wants to make the playoffs, a win over Caitlin Clark and the Fever in the ATL will do quite well. 7:30 p.m. NBA TV. I might put that on one of the TVs when I'm done with talking wrestling with Kuma Cain. I might have to do that. 10 p.m. NBA TV, Mercury Live. Speaking of my New York Liberty, they are in Phoenix to take on the Phoenix Mercury. I do believe we owe them one because I think the last time we was in there, we lost a shootout game with them. I believe it was like 99-96 L that we took, one of our five losses. I think we owe them one, okay? I think we need to get back. And plus, we just got beat by Connecticut, so we usually don't lose back-to-back games. So Phoenix, y'all better be on your P's and Q's tonight. And then the Washington Mystics are in Seattle to take on the Seattle Storm. I think I like Washington to make it a battle, but I think Seattle's going to win. And Kuh says what Kuh got. Orlando better get their asses in too much time and not to. Well, if you can beat Caitlin Clark in Indiana, that's a great start. That's a very great start. Tomorrow, August 27, we have speaking of the Dallas Wings, they're going against the reigning defending champion. So the men that Kuma Cain is fighting for, so the woman that Kuma Cain is fighting for to be in the MVP conversation, she's going against my MVP and AJ Wilson. Yeah, that should be a fun one on NBA TV. I might need to watch that game tomorrow night. And then Wednesday, we have five games on the docket Wednesday, August 28th. We'll be getting at 7 o'clock on NBA TV in Indiana with Caitlin Clark and Indiana Fever are hosting the Connecticut Suns. Now, the first couple of meetings, the first three meetings for the Indiana people have not been so fun when it goes against Connecticut Sun. This is their last opportunity to find a way to get past the Connecticut Sun. If not, it'll be a season sweep of the Suns over the Indiana Fever. And we're going to see. NBA TV, 7 p.m. I'm locked loaded. And then we have the Washington in the Chi-Town to take on the Chicago Sky. Chicago needs this win. You got to win the games that you need to win. This is a game that you need to win. You should win. This is the Washington Mystics. They have not been good all year. You cannot lose to the Washington Mystics if you're the Chicago side and talking about getting into the playoffs. You can't lose to Washington. All right? That's at 8 p.m. At 10 p.m., three games at 10 p.m. Mercury Live, Barley Sports, North Extra will have the Minnesota Lynx going against the Phoenix Mercury. Let's see if the Phoenix Chicago can continue on the road that she's been rolling on. And can Phoenix get on a the road themselves? Because they are up and down. You don't want to be up and down in the late part of the season. Then the Dallas Wings are in Seattle to take on the Seattle Storm. That should be an interesting matchup. Jude Lloyd, Ryan Howard, Nneka Ogumike, and Tina Charles. That should be an interesting one. And also at 10 p.m. on NBA TV, Spectrum Sports Net, the New York Liberty are flying back out to L.A. to take on the Sparks. Last time we flew out there, we basically beat the brakes off them. Okay, I know it came out. It came down to like a 28 point win, but we was beating them by 40. So let's see how that goes in that rematch there. All right, that would do it for this edition of Shooting Lights Out. Thank y'all for chiming in. Shout out to my man Cool McCain, which I'll be seeing him in about a little over 3 hours. Shout out to my man the Bear Man of Texas. He's trying to get his groove back into the podcasting world now that football season is back. Shout out to my man. Why is it healthy? Which you will be hearing this very episode of Shooting Lights Out on the Real Rise Radio on Thursday night, prime time, 7 o'clock. And those of you who are listening to the background, thank you for your support. Thank you for your listening. And that would do it. I'm out. I'm going to take a break and get ready for Monos of Wrestling. Y'all see y'all at 6:30 today. Deuces.
You've done great. But you can't stop here. Can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.